Why was Paul so eager to preach the gospel? Well, the answer is because he knew the diagnosis. Romans chapter 1 explains the entire rest of the urgency we feel in the book of Romans. Paul is eager because the situation is desperate. Humanity is not morally sick, it is spiritually dead. And dead people do not recover on their own. And this is why Paul does not slow down, detour, or treat gospel proclamation casually. He knows that God's wrath is already being revealed, not just in future judgment, but in present-day abandonment. Minds are unrestrained. Hearts are hardened. Sin is celebrated. This is not improvement or progress. It is judgment in real time. And yet, into that darkness, Paul brings the only cure, the righteousness of God revealed in Christ. The gospel does not offer advice. It offers rescue. Christ stands in the place of sinners, absorbing the wrath they deserve and clothing them in righteousness they could never earn. And this is why the gospel renews the mind. It restores what rebellion destroyed. It reorders love. It reestablishes truth. It does not merely forgive, it transforms. If we truly believe Romans chapter 1, then gospel urgency becomes unavoidable. Casual Christianity makes no sense in a world under judgment. Confidence in the gospel is not arrogance, it is compassion. So do you see people as Paul did? Do you carry the cure with urgency, or is it merely carried along with convenience? Pray this with me today. God, give me gospel clarity and urgency. Help me see people as Christ sees them and speak to them while mercy remains. Here are two peoples that you can pray for today. Jeremy and Mandy Hambrice and their family are missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also the Dagare Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Burkina Faso and Ghana.